Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Perkei Avos podcast. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn. I hope you are well. And before we begin, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out to say hello, please feel free to send me an email at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, K-O-H-N, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. For this week, we're continuing with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 13. The Mishnah begins. Hu Haya Aimer. We're continuing with the teachings of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. This is the third teaching of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And he says, Kol Sheruach HaBriya Yisnoicha Heimenu. He used to say, if the spirit of one's fellow is pleased with him, Ruach HaMokoim Noicheimenu. The spirit of Hashem, of the omnipresent, is pleased with him as well. V'chol she'ein Ruach HaBriyos Noicheimenu. But if the spirit of one's fellow is not pleased with him, Ein Ruach HaMokoim Noicheimenu. It means that the spirit of Hashem, the spirit of the omnipresent, is not pleased with him. So we have one teaching in this Mishnah, which is obviously one is in the positive, one is saying it is the opposite. But the teaching is as follows, that Kol sheruach habriyah yisnoicha imenu, ruach hamokim neicha imenu, the first part. That if people like you, if people are, I shouldn't say like you is not the right word. If a person is pleasing to other people, he has a good name, he has a certain likability to others, it's a sign that Hashem is also pleased with him. And if other people are not pleased with him, it means that Hashem is not pleased. It means that people don't like somebody. He's not pleasing. He's very irritable. There's a good chance. But upstairs, he's in the same situation. God's not too happy with him either. This is a very interesting Mishnah. So there's different ways of understanding this. But on a simple level, the Mishnah is teaching this idea that there's a concept, it says, I believe in Mishlei, that kimayim ponim aponim, that when a person, you know, if a person looks at water, you see a reflection. See a reflection of yourself. If you smile, you'll see yourself smiling. If you frown, you'll see yourself frowning. Number one is that when it comes to our relationship with other people, the way that we present ourselves, the way that we act towards others, a lot of times is the way that people will act towards us. I feel like this is the first part of this teaching. You know, if we're very pleasant towards other people, obviously, most likely, most people are going to be pleasant back towards us. If we are very strong towards other people, people are probably going to be very strong towards us. If we're very sarcastic towards other people, it's a good chance people are sarcastic back to us. The way that we act with others, the way that we present ourselves, is the way that people are going to relate back out to us. You know, and this is a very important idea to keep in mind. Because sometimes people act in a certain way, you know, they act in a silly way, very joking. And as soon as somebody makes a joke back with them, they got all insulted and all upset. And they're very angry. But the truth is that you have no one to blame for that except for yourself. Because if you are going to act in a certain way, people are going to treat you back in that same way because they're going to assume it's okay. You know, if you make jokes about certain things, you could be sure to expect back people to make jokes about those same things back to you. So if you're not the butt of the jokes when you make it, you better be ready for those jokes to be the butt of it when they make it back to you. But the point is that, you know, it's not about, you know, how you make your jokes. It's really the importance of how you present yourself and how you act towards others. And it's really so important. You know, this idea is not just how you act, but it's also how you present yourself. How do you dress? How do you look when you come into a place? How do you act? You know, as much as we say we can't be judgmental of other people, we're not supposed to. That's, the Torah tells us to judge others favorably. At the same time, human nature is such that we're going to make calls on people when we see them. Right, wrong, it's a reality, people do. And part of that reality is the fact that we do, it's also a safety mechanism. It has a, you know, we're built with certain built-in mechanisms to protect ourselves. You know, if we see someone acting maybe in a threatening way, which seems threatening, we're going to stay away because we don't want to harm ourselves. If we see someone, you know, if we see someone dress a certain way, so, and we associate that with, you know, a gangster or a thief or a bad person, so we're going to tread very carefully because that's the way they're presenting themselves. They could be the nicest guy in the world, but our intellect tells us danger, danger, be careful. Don't get next to them. And, you know, it's not necessarily wrong. You know, if a person sees a dog that's, you know, growling, and you're not going to go over to it and say, oh, it's okay, it's a friendly dog. No, you're going to be very cautious. We need that cautiousness. So really the stress point over here, which I want to say, obviously there is a concept of judging people favorably and to not just write people off based on you see them. But when we do go out, we have to make judgment calls on situations. And the way we make those judgment calls is by assessing with what we see with our eyes and how people present themselves. So the lesson that we can take out of this for ourselves is that obviously we could try to be non-judgmental on people, but obviously we need to still make those judgment calls when we're faced with a situation where we're walking down a dark street and we see a fellow dressed in a certain way and we want to just be careful. Do we get our guard up or not? Right? So we have to make those calls. But when it comes to ourselves, we should remember how we present ourselves to other people. That's something that we are in control of. How do we look when other people see us? Do we look presentable? Do people think we look funny? Do we look out of the norm? Are we not fitting into social, societal norms? Are we doing something that's accepted by society, even if we think we're right, even if we think we're, you know, we're doing something okay? Because if not, people are maybe want to stay away. They're not going to want to treat you in a certain way. They're not going to treat you with a certain level of, you know, I guess maybe not respect, maybe respect. I don't know. But the point is that you're going to be put yourself into a box. And if we don't want to put ourselves into a box, you know, it in a way, we need to conform to certain standards, which is good. Standards are good. Standards are good. I mean, it's not saying that everyone has to be in a box and everyone can't have it. You could have a personality and you could have be yourself. But society has expectations. Society has norms. And I feel actually one of the challenges of today is that this generation, unfortunately, people are trying to break down those societal norms, those societal standards, so that anything could become acceptable. And really, it's very foolish to think that, because nobody wants a society where everything is acceptable, because that becomes anarchy. But the point is that how do we present ourselves? How do we look? How do we act? Do we act in a way that people look at us and say, wow, you know, he's somebody I look up to. He's someone I respect, right? And this is really the importance of just to talking, you know, bring this idea fully home. That when people, you know, dress, how do we dress? When we take care of ourselves, we get a haircut. Do we make sure we take a haircut? Do we make sure we have our beard trimmed nicely? I'm not saying you have to be dressed the fanciest clothes and you don't have to have your hair perfectly done. I'm not saying that. But my point is, how do we present ourselves? Are we looking ourselves respect? Because we have to, you know, end of the day, even if we don't care about these things, if we don't keep ourselves to a certain standard, people are going to put us, you know, they're going to say that we are a certain way, and maybe we're not going to like that, the place, the box that they put us in. So it's important for us to remember this idea, the Mishnah, I believe, this is really step one of the Mishnah. Because how do you get to a place where people like you, people don't like you? It's the real way how you get there is obviously you have to present yourself well. But the point is really the actions of a person. That's how what really defines a person, how someone acts, how someone interacts with others. Someone acts pleasantly. Someone acts nice. Someone acts good. It's kind. Because if a person, you know, if people have a, if someone has a good name, people respect people, if someone's well-loved, well-liked, so that's a good sign. That means the person is doing the right thing. And if a person is trying to do the right thing, Hashem likes him too. You know, ultimately in life, that's what our, you know, we want to try to do. We want to try to do the right thing. What Hashem that's expects of us to do the right thing, to try to always do what's correct. And we have the Torah and the mitzvos to help us determine what's correct, what's right, what's the correct path. And that's this idea. Kol she ruach habriyos noichei menu, ruach hamokim noichei menu. That if we are holding ourselves up to a certain standard, we're making this good impression, the people like us, it means we're doing something right, or this person is doing something right, and it's a good chance, right, that Hashem likes him as well. And this is this concept of being a walking Kiddush Hashem. You know, talking and sanctifying God's name, when a person studies Torah, the end goal or the one of the outcomes that we want to happen is that when someone studies Torah, someone follows the mitzvos, we want other people to say on him, wow, look what the Torah does to an individual. Look what the Torah does to a person. Look what mitzvah observance does to somebody. Such a fine person, such an upstanding person. That is a kiddush shem shamayim. That is sanctifying the name of Hashem. So when a person is living his life in a proper way where people are looking at him and interacting with others so pleasantly and kindly, and he, and a person's someone who is living a life of Torah, so people look at him and say, wow, look at the Torah does. I want my son to be a Torah scholar. I want my son to go to yeshiva. I want my son to be observant, right? This is what it creates. And that's the biggest thing we could do in this world is make a sanctification of God's name, is to connect someone back to their roots, to make a Kiddush Shem Shamayim, to make a Kiddush Hashem, sanctify God's name. Another understanding of this Mishnah is that when it says Kol Sheruach HaBriyah is Noichei Menu, means that a person should seek out individuals who are worthy of respect, that Hashem looks up upon, that with the people we should try to associate with, the people that we should look up to, the people who we want to be, are the people that Hashem is Noichei Menu, is pleasant with. That is the second understanding of this Mishnah. The flip side of the Mishnah, the Kol She'ein Ruach HaBriyah is Noichei Menu, that the Mishnah is telling us, but if one's fellow is not pleased with him, right? If someone doesn't make a good impression, so ein aruach hamokam noichem menu. It's good, right? Hashem is not pleased with him either, right? And this really follows the same logic that a person who's not doing what they're supposed to be doing and or not treating people properly, people don't have a good impression of him, or they're living a certain way. Right. And people look at him and say, I don't want my children to be like that guy. Right. Oh, this is what yeshiva does to somebody. This is what the Torah does. Someone who's living, you know, who's portraying living a life of Torah and they're acting a certain way. People aren't pleased with him. It's a chilul Hashem. It's a desecration of God's name. And this is extra important for people, for individuals who are trying to aspire to live the life of Torah and live a life of mitzvos, that whatever we do, we're being judged 10 times more than regular. Because if we make a positive impression, people say, oh, good, it's a Kiddush Hashem. But if, God forbid, there's a negative impression, people come away with a bad feeling. So then people say, this is what these people, they're fakers. Fakers. What does the Torah do? What does the Torah? It doesn't do anything. The person is the same person. He's just like me. And I don't learn Torah. That's the desecration of God's name. That means if a person is not acting the way he's supposed to act, and they're making that chilul Hashem, God's not going to be pleased with that. That's one understanding. Additionally, we can understand a little differently that if a person is not doing, he just acts with people in a way that people don't like him. They don't trust him. They don't look up to him. You could assume that upstairs, his relationship with God is also not on such great terms to begin with as well. So one mirrors the other. On one hand, our relationship with people we could use that as a springboard with our relationship with Hashem. That if we're able to have this pleasant relationship with people and somebody has a relationship, a good relationship with people, he gets along, has the kindness, the love of others, there's a good chance he's going to have a positive relationship with Hashem as well. And on the flip side, if someone is not in a situation where people look up to him, they respect him, they don't trust him, it's most likely that there's issue. His issues also are in the area and the domain of his relationship between him and God as well. And this is the focusing on this concept of Chil Hashem as well, that when we do something, we don't want people walking away with a bad taste in their mouth for Torah, for mitzvos, for God. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us as Jews to remember that everything we do, we get judged 10 times more. And when we see this in the news, anything that happens with Israel, it's always much more. People are dying all over the world. The world doesn't care. But when the Jews, you know, do something, all the cameras are there. Everybody's criticizing because we're held to a higher standard. And the point is that we don't want people coming away. I mean, obviously, we're only in control of what we're in control of. But as individuals, we should always remember whatever we do to make that positive impression, so that when people walk away from us, when they interact with us, they say, ah, the Jewish people, the chosen people, ah, they're honest. Look what the Torah does. Look what the nation of God is, where they always want to do what's correct. They always want to do what's good. That's what it means. That person does the right thing. People have that impression. So he's going to be in a good place with God. He's making that Kiddush Hashem. He's going to have that good relationship, and God willing, it will be good for him. So with that, I'm going to finish with today's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, please feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomocohen@gmail.com. Have a great day.